The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Something a lot of you did get in touch with about when we've covered it previously in this show is the question of public toilets and the lack of public toilets in our urban centres. And so great was the call for more public toilets that Dublin City Council responded, and they installed hundreds of portable loos around the city at the start of June ahead of the reopening of outdoor hospitality and this outdoor summer we're all meant to be enjoying. Well, apparently a lot of those public toilets, the majority of them in fact, have been removed by Dublin City Council due to lack of use. Well, Janet Horner is a Dublin City Councillor for the North Inner City for the Green Party and joins me now. Janet, are you surprised they've been removed?
Well, I don't think they were ever intended to be a long-term solution. So they were really to deal with what was an urgent need and to respond to what we were looking for. We were certainly adding our voices to a lot of Dubliners who were crying out for somewhere to go to the toilet when they're out and about in the city and when they're trying to relax and enjoy actually being outdoors, which was safe to do so for so long. And then definitely there has been significant drop off in the use of them in the last few weeks since hospitality has reopened, and there's just more options for people and for where to go. So I'm not surprised that we're reducing the amount that they've been provided, but it also has not, we have not dealt with the problem of long-term solutions, which we do need public toilets for the city. And I think that issue still hasn't been fully dealt with. And I think that's something that we really need to look at now, is how we get longer-term permanent public toilet facilities available to people and not just portaloos.
Okay, I think that's a fair point, and most people would agree, listen, that there were literally portaloos in a lot of circumstances, and no one would expect that was going to be a permanent solution to the lack of public toilets. A couple of them have been kept at the top of Grafton Street and around Wolfe Tone Square as well, north of the Liffey. And these would have, I suppose, a more permanent look to them. But is your fear, Janet, that I suppose we eventually go back to the way things were, had you and I been speaking 18, 24 months ago, when there was essentially no public toilets?
Yeah, I mean, the Green Party councillors have been looking for public toilets for years. They secured budget for it a few years ago from the council, but the council management have always been very reluctant to provide it. And I think, so there has been a reluctance to provide toilets there. I think COVID has really, people started talking about toilets much more than they maybe ever felt comfortable saying before, and saying, this is actually something I need in the city. If I have young children, if I'm a woman, if I'm a girl who is menstruating, if I'm an older person, if I'm, you know, anybody with disabilities, I need a toilet facility in the city. And when all your options are shut down, you notice how few public of facilities we have. So I think that people started talking about that a lot more. So I don't feel the demand is going to go away. I think people have articulated it now much more strongly. And I think there is much stronger, clearer demand now to actually find those longer term solutions. And I think the city management is hopefully will respond to that demand.
And what do those long term solutions look like in your mind?
Well, we had a wealth of public toilets in the city. Do you know, we had, I mean, even at College Green there are those abandoned public toilets, which I think have now been turned into a small green space in the island area. There's been public toilets all around the city that were shut down because of antisocial behaviour. And effectively what we see regularly in the city, which is our whole city population is punished because a few people behave antisocially. And I accept that causes massive problems for the city management, but it's not the right solution. We need a city that is welcoming and inclusive and that it provides the facilities people need. So I think looking at the opportunity to reopen some of those facilities that existed historically that will need some maintenance now. And also, you know, there's other hybrid options I know the city are looking at the moment, such as coffee shops that are being given a sort of a good deal and a license to operate in exchange for providing a safe, clean toilet facility that is available to everybody and not just customers. So I think there's a few different options we have to explore in order to kind of meet that need now.
And in terms of the antisocial behaviour, I mean, is it just a question of, listen, you've got to learn to endure it? you know, from the city council's point of view, you know, you talk about not punishing everybody, but, you know, that antisocial behaviour will return with the return of those public toilets.
Well, what we've seen the last number of months with how the toilets have been managed, and the ones on Wolfe Tone Square and in Grafton Street, which have worked very well, have been that there's been a security presence at them. And it's an expense for running the toilets, and it definitely is. But to my mind, it is an important public good, and it is a necessary expense that we need to have for the city, is to provide a security presence on them. And they're still open for everybody to use, but it's just making sure they're not being abused.
So that would be the solution, as in reopen or even build new public toilets. But you'd have a person there at each one, a security guard standing there at all times.
That's what we've had for the past year, particularly at that Wolfe Tone Square and Grafton Street one. And it's worked well, because it's not just a security presence for the toilet. It's also another person on the street who somebody maybe feels a little bit safer, because there's somebody, you know, keeping an eye out, who maybe they can feel they can ask advice or whatever else. And having that sort of passive surveillance, so it's not a hostile one, it's not policing the streets necessarily, but it's having somebody that you feel you could ask, or you can turn to if you don't feel safe for a moment, and having that presence on the streets and with the public toilets can really help security and offer something to the street as well.
And do those public toilets, do they close at night, Janet?
The ones, so Wolfe Tone Square and Grafton Street close at 10 p.m. And again, I'd like to see them open the full night through. I know, like, nightlife in Dublin, as it is sort of resuming, even though the pubs are shut quite early still. But we are seeing kind of later nightlife happening now again in the city. And as that is happening, one of the things that I get contacted with a lot about as a councillor in the inner city is public urination, and how antisocial that is for residents in the area. So I think providing toilets through the night is one way to tackle that. There may be other approaches, but it's certainly one way to provide people with at least the option to do the right thing by using proper facilities rather than just publicly urinating then.
Yeah, I know you say the security at the toilets in Grafton Street and Wolfe Tone Square has worked well, but I mean, it's a whole different ball game being a security guard standing there at 3 o'clock in the morning.
It is, but I mean, we have security guards who stand there at 3 o'clock in the morning at a lot of our pubs and our nightclubs and everything else as well. Like, you know, I mean, it's not a...
There's other staff around, though. You know what I mean? They're not there completely on their own.
Yeah, and potentially it's something we'd look at about having two people at them at for certain hours at night, for sure. And, you know, all that would need to be looked at. But I think, do we need toilets at night? Yes. And do those toilets need to be have a security presence on them? Yes. So I think it's about then working out what the best way of doing that is.
Yeah, plenty of people are texting in. What was it costing DCC to keep these toilets? Surely leaving them available to the public, or even some of them till September, would have been worthwhile. And somebody else says all this means is that we'll be slipping into fast food joints or coffee shops to try to sneak into their toilets. Other European cities have toilets. They're basic, but they are functioning. Surely we are civilized enough to do that. Just on that last text as well, Janet, I mean, it should be acknowledged that you think that should form part of the solution still, the slipping into the fast food joint or the coffee shop, that there are deals that could be done with certain service providers in the city that would allow the public to use their toilets?
I think a combination. I mean, primarily I want publicly run, available to everybody toilets across the city. And I think we need to have a widely dispersed network of public toilets around the city. But I think in other instances, you know, it's impossible to have a public toilet in every location where somebody might need one. So in other cases, having an arrangement with cafes where that you don't have to be a customer, because again, cafes can refuse, and they do often refuse to allow people to use their facilities if they're not customers. And so I think then having a solution where they have an agreement with the city to let people use them would be appropriate in some instances, but only as a supplementary measure to what we definitely need, which is public toilets and publicly managed toilets around the city. And I think that's that in the long term.
That texter as well mentioned other European cities, and a feature of some of those cities, not all of them, of some of those cities, is that you've got to pay to use these public toilets. What about that as a solution?
Personally, I don't support that. I think that the people who need toilets most are often people who don't have the means. And I think if you provide any disincentive for somebody to, it is always going to be free to urinate on the street. you know, when if you feel you can get away with it. So I think that we want to make it as easy and as comfortable as possible for as many people as possible, particularly those who don't have much means, to have a safe, clean toilet to use. And so I don't think it's a sensible way of trying to subsidize the cost of running them for the state.
Yeah, I tend to agree. Janet, there's nothing worse than running up to a public toilet with your child who's frantically telling you how much they badly need to go, and you realize you need a 20 cent or a 50 cent coin to get into it, and that there's no way you're getting in there. Listen, keep your text coming in. 53106 is the number. Janet Horner, Dublin City Councillor for the North Inner City for the Green Party. Jim has texted in on 53106 to say the public toilets at the former Cleary's store on O'Connell Street are mostly frequented by the rough sleepers and drug addicts. The toilets are in a disgraceful condition and they need to be constantly cleaned. And Jim does make a valid point, a point in fairness that Janet acknowledged as well, that you're not going to get rid of that antisocial behaviour entirely. Security guards might help it to a degree, but there is going to be a cost in cleaning the toilets and keeping them going. But it's a cost she thinks is worthwhile. Do you think it's worthwhile? 53106, let me know. After the break, we're going to be talking about a rise in vaccine hesitancy amongst the young.